این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoints about superpowers' false support for human rights. Those who speak about human rights, peace and rapport and the like, you know, everybody knows, they themselves know they are telling lies because they want to attract the attention of people to themselves and distract it from their rival. Neither the Soviet Union nor the US seeks the interests of people. Both of them pursue their own interests. All the superpowers pursue their own interests. That which wants the interests of people is Islam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to listen to some sentences and precious words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about different subjects and then make use of them as great lessons for us and in order for us to follow this great character and the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. About Search of Islam, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "I hope Khomeini shall never deviate from the straight path of Islam, which is resistance against the oppressive powers, and never relent in his efforts to achieve the objectives of Islam." Well, there are some points about this statement of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. First, resistance against tyrants is crucial for a real Muslim society. This is a well-known fact about Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages Muslims to stand against tyranny and do not withdraw. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "La yuhibbu Allahu al-jahra bis-su' min al-qawli illa man zulima wa kana Allah sami'an 'alima." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like the disclosure of anyone's evil conduct in speech, except by someone who has been wronged, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-hearing and all-knowing. You see, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his displeasure with evil or loud speech, except in an occasion where an oppressed person defends his or her right. Another characteristic of a Muslim who is in the right path of religion is that he or she does anything to achieve the objectives of faith. Imam Ali alayhi salam describes a real mu'min or believer to be hafidhul hudud, which means to keep the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for him or her. You see that here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, just in line with our religion, has counted two features of a true Muslim that should be followed by all of us in order to reach a better and more fair life. Okay, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh once more. In that regard, he said, "I hope Khomeini shall never deviate from the straight path of Islam, which is resistance against the oppressive powers, and never relent in his efforts to achieve the objectives of Islam."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.